And now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. In an effort to spruce up Minnesota Hospital, the administrator has hired an interior designer. We join Gil, Helen, and the administrator in a patient's room as they meet with the designer.
Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Gil. It's Saturday and Brainerd is away. Oh, here.
Helen.
Here's the hospital administrator,
Helen. I'd like you to meet the interior designer whom we've hired to spruce up patient rooms here at Minnesota Hospital.
Oh, yes, I've heard so much about you. How do you do? I'm Dr. Gil Whitney.
How do you do? Oh, I have a brother whose first name is Gil, too.
Well, actually, Gil is my middle name.
Oh, well, what's your first name?
Doctor. Dr. Gil Whitney. Oh, and this is Nurse Helen Trent.
How do you do?
And I'm sorry I didn't catch your name.
Handbasket. Helena Handbasket.
Helena Handbasket?
That's right. I'm president of Handbasket Interiors. Our motto is, if your place is going to Helena Handbasket, call Helena Handbasket.
Oh, I love what you've done with this patient's room. It's so cozy and warm and so unhospital-like. Except for the groaning, of course. Oh, my goodness, this patient's intravenous feeding bag is just laying on his chest.
That was an intravenous solution. I thought it was a lava lamp. I had to take it down. Those portable stands are just perfect for those hanging baskets, aren't they?
Well, yes, ma'am, but...
And look into this bedpan.
This bedpan?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the same old stuff to me.
Gil, no. That's rosemarling. Isn't that just the most divine thing you've ever seen in your life? Little florets and vines entwining?
Here comes that intern.
Dr. Whitney!
Intern, just look inside this bedpan.
Oops, happens all the time, but don't worry. I can get that out of here with a little Lysol and a scouring pad.
Now, what did you want, intern?
Well, the payroll department wants to know if they're supposed to keep double billing the patient when you call yourself in for a second opinion.
we'll get back to them later.
Then, Helen, I unplugged that drab old oxygen tank and moved it out into the hall. And I put in a Japanese screen.
Oh, it's adorable.
And I tossed out that bundle of junk out in the corridor to make room for this antique writing desk.
Oh,
no, that was no bundle of junk.
Huh?
That was the patient.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I'll sue for this.
Oh, you please be quiet. Hey, do you think this porcelain peacock could fit better in the corner?
Wonderful, and this rocking chair will accent the draperies.
Oh, Helen,
I love it.
You've got a touch. And you know, wait till you see what I do with the cafeteria.
Oh, I love it.
It's going to be beautiful.